So what we're doing today is actually, this started from a research study at University of Chicago and Northwestern University. We were in collaboration with the Chicago Children's Museum, and what we were looking at is how do kids learn from having two objects. What can we find that will help them learn and be able to generalize it and put it in a different setting? So we gave them these two examples down here. We call this our high alignment position. Okay, so it's
high alignment condition.
Yes. So by high,
and it's a high attraction condition.
It really is. They love all of pieces. So what we found, that children learned best when we gave them a high alignment condition. High alignment, we mean that these two buildings are structured the exact same way. They're the same number of bolts, same materials used, except for there's one big difference between these two structures. This one is really wobbly, okay? And this one is really strong. So what we did is we had the kids play with these two structures. And we said, which one is the strong one? Or which one, you know, do you think is strongest? Kids will pick this one out because it's not tipping over. And then what we found is just by having them play with these and then go build their own building, they actually were more likely to use this cross brace. Okay? So what we found from that is we gave them this condition where everything was the same except for this one thing. The cross brace is what made it really sturdy, right? And they were more likely to go use that in their own building without us having to directly teach them, you need to use a diagonal cross brace because that's how you're going to make it strong. Just by them playing with it, moving it around, and having everything about the structure the same except for this brace, made them realize that maybe this is something that I can use when I'm making my own building. So we found that this worked better than giving them two buildings that one was wobbly and one was sturdy, but there are a bunch of differences going on between all the buildings. So we found that this really worked out best for the kids. A lot of learning devices, ages 5 through 8, that we did it with. And so today we're having kids kind of play with these, and then they explore on their own.
Okay. So now the aim of this is not so that the National Science Foundation can make sure that the next generation of architects doesn't build buildings that fall down, right? I mean, this is socio-angle.
This is so that kids can explore and learn on their own and really just look at these two different items and say, you know, what's different about these, and figure it out for themselves without us saying, use a diagonal cross brace. They're exploring on their own.
Emphasize the point that learning occurs all the time.
Right.
And to raise awareness of what the children are learning implicitly or sometimes
exactly.
Without us explicitly telling them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.